Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I do have a guest. I'm just going to bring him straight on. We're going to talk about a couple of different things. He's written an article that's in several sections called What is Civilization? And we're going to talk about that a little bit. And then also, he has an announcement to make about a debate that's going to be taking place here in the state of Missouri. And we'll kind of challenge the rest of you out there in the other 49 states to follow suit and do the same thing. Earl Williamson is with us today. He has been with us. It's been a long time ago, but Earl was a guest a long time ago on the show. And Earl drives a school bus, so it's kind of tough for him to get on the air at this time of the day. Earl, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, Beth Ann. It's good to talk with you again.
Well, thank you. Let's start with announcing the debate with the Senate, those who are running for Senate here in the state of Missouri, and let's give a little shout-out for that before we get started.
Okay, well, the Green Dragon Gazette is sponsoring a structured debate among the candidates for the U.S. Senate seat that is up for election. And all candidates, regardless of party, that we are aware of, have been invited.
All right.
That's 21 invitations went out yesterday.
Okay. 21 invitations.
Yes.
Wonder how many will show up.
Well, that'll be interesting.
It will be. I think we know which ones will and won't. But anyway.
Well.
They might surprise us.
Say, we're wanting to have an interesting debate, kind of. It's the kind of a thing where the primary questions have been issued to the candidates. They regard the judicial. And then after we get done with that, we're going to have a judges panel that's going to be listening in. And they're going to be making their decisions, but they're going to wait. And their decisions will not be expressed until the very, very end of everything.
And the panel, the judges, are not the ones issuing the questions.
No. Actually, the Green Dragon has issued questions. And, well, I'll just share it with the audience.
Sure.
Okay, according to a recent Rasmussen poll, 43% of American voters view the judiciary in America as corrupt. Given the serious nature of the loss of confidence by citizens, or worse, the actual existence of widespread corruption within the judicial system, what precisely do you believe is the sworn duty of any U.S. senator that requires he or she to do about that?
Hmm. Good
okay.
Questions. Good questions.
That's right. It's a deep one, and it will relate back to what we're going to talk about a little bit later. I mean, when the folks listen in on that, they're going to catch some ties, I think.
Okay.
Now, the judicial precedent is the next one, and we have three ancillaries. And the first one is judicial precedent. The term is stare decisis, and what benefit with consequence do you see as being the result of use of precedent, thus controlling future court opinion?
Hmm.
And if you go back in your history, at one time slavery was legal in this country. The Supreme Court supported it, and the decisions they made supported it, and a lot of the country did not eventually wound up with a civil war.
Right.
But that was just a small part of it. Equal justice is another one. Should members of the Congress suffer the same restraints, such as the insider trading laws applied to the ordinary citizen?
Hmm.
And for those that do not know, it turns out that your representative and your federal senators, their immediate families, and their paid staffs, all are legally allowed to insider trade.
And they actually voted that for themselves several years back.
That is statute.
And it's something that needs to, in my opinion, needs to be changed.
You cannot have a rule for them and a rule for us and have fairness of any kind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's go on.
And the last one deals with clarity of action. Now, the state of Kansas in 2015 passed a portion of the Rubin Rule, very simply stated, a rule governing legislative activity that requires, one, record every vote, two, bundle no bill, should the Senate adopt such a rule. And you have to take a look at the last spending bill.
2,300 pages. 2,200 pages plus.
It all has to do with spending, so it's all the same thing. Please. Yeah.
You know, how much benefit are you and I going to get out of that tunnel that's going from New Jersey to New York or New York to New Jersey?
Each should stand on its own. They should do their business.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't have the legs to stand on its own, it should die the death it deserves.
And you'll know exactly what your senator or representative voted for.
And you understand that this is not what they like.
No.
Matter of fact, state governments operate the same way.
Yes, they do.
Voice votes, non-recorded votes, committee votes. You know, I'm of the opinion that if you ask me for your vote or, you know, to run for office, that when you get into office, you should be completely responsive to me, which means I should know every vote you take because you hold that office. Because without my vote, you don't hold that office and you can't make any vote. That would include votes for party leadership.
Exactly.
I mean, I have some prejudices. Anyway, those are the basic questions that the candidates are going to be asked to address and that the judges will judge on. And right now, we have not formed everything. This is a new game for me. I've never done this before.
That's interesting, though.
And it's come about kind of quickly. We want to treat these candidates, most of them are ordinary, honest citizens with specific points of view that they feel very justified about, but they have exposed themselves, as far as I'm concerned, completely bravely to the abuse and ridicule they will take from the public for running for an office. And they should be treated decently. If we want to expect to be treated decently ourselves, then we really need to treat them decently.
Oh, absolutely. We cannot go in there and be disrespectful. I want to share something that James Madison, a quote that I have shared on the air before, and this having to do with exactly what we just talked about with the omnibus bill and some of the other bills and legislation that they write. And James Madison said, "It will be of little avail to the people if the laws be so voluminous, you know, like 2,200 pages, that they cannot be read, or so incoherent that they cannot be understood." You know, it takes a lawyer to go through them.
Yeah,
and
you shouldn't need
out.
Mr. Wizard to tell right from wrong.
Yeah, and so, you know, I always look back at that because it does aggravate me quite a bit. Now, this debate is going to take place April 17th, and we're going to give the time and the place. It's here in the state of Missouri, right here in mid-Missouri. We're going to give the time and the place when we come back, and then we're going to get off on what is civilization with Earl, and your calls will be welcome. Hold off just a little bit. Let's get through the next segment. I think we're going to say some things that are going to be very interesting and thought-provoking. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Earl and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried my pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is my pillow because it fits me. My pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My pillow fits you. But there's more. My pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Earl Williamson. Now, Earl has been, I didn't have a bio for you, but Earl. Earl has been with us before. And when we talked before, it's been a couple of years back, we talked about fair tax, as well as we had a rally coming up at the Capitol that I spoke at. And so Earl and I have, we go a little ways back. And also, this debate that's coming up, it's going to be April 17th. Give us the time and the location.
Okay, we'll start with the location. It's going to be at the Lamone Building, which is 500 Route Double East, Route 00, Hallsville, Missouri. It's located on the Hallsville Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Okay. The doors will open at 5. The debate itself will begin at 7, run till 9 or 9:30. And the doors will close 11 or 11:30. It gives folks time before and after to mingle and mix and meet candidates and talk to each other and share ideas.
You said open at 5, closed at 9, did you say, or 9:30?
The debate will end 9 or 9:30. The doors will close 11 or 11:30, somewhere okay. In that range.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to write that down.
Earlier, if nobody stays.
We all go home. We run out of coffee. I'm going to throw this out. Earl was very flattering to me to call me earlier this week, and he asked me to be on this panel with the judges. So I'm going to have to behave myself and bite my tongue a few times, I'm certain, because I'm very certain I'll have some things I won't like or will like, so I'll have to be very rhetoric. What do they call it? I'm reticent, so I have to sit and behave myself, and I think I can do that. I think I can. So I'm very flattered that you asked me. I appreciate that confidence in me.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why you were invited.
Because you thought I would be quiet, or you thought I wouldn't be quiet?
No, I believe you'll be a fine representative. One of the things I'm striving for, and because this is a new game, I haven't concentrated on the judges as much.
Uh-oh.
But I'm ready to focus in on some of this. And I can't ignore an individual's personal bias. I mean, it's there. We all have it. For example, I prefer smaller government. I prefer
Absolutely.
Government that serves me. I'm not interested in government ruling over me, telling me what to do and how to do it. And I don't need a big bloated bureaucracy that thinks it runs the country instead of me. So you kind of know where I'm coming from, and I think that's kind of you. But
it is me.
In terms of judges, we're actually looking for some judges with a little different bent.
Mm-hmm.
Because if
That'll
we
be
invite people with different bents, then they need to be judged not just from one point of view.
I agree.
So we're working on that, and hopefully we will flesh out the judges. And I'm going to give judges as much flexibility as I can when new judges get together and we have a little meeting, probably by phone, because it's hard for anybody to get together these days.
It is.
I'm going to suggest each judge have two says. If we have five judges, then five judges will give their opinions. One will give what they think gave the best debate, and then who they think won in their opinion on substance. So you'll have some flexibility, because somebody may be a silver-tongued devil that just does a fantastic job, and you can't stand where they're coming from, but they did a fantastic job. Maybe, you know, credit where credit's due, but when
well,
it comes
you know,
to the material of it, you know, I'll take the guy in the corner that did a horrible job speaking but actually knows what he's talking about.
I think if you give the candidates all the same question and they stay on topic with that question, then it's a legitimate debate. What we saw in the presidential campaign,
mm-hmm.
I didn't call those legitimate debates.
Well, if they come off of subject or change subject or try to take two sides of the same argument, they automatically lose that argument.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
We want to know how you stand. We don't mm-hmm. want to know how you're going to lie to us. We want to know where you're coming from. You know, what basis are you making? What are you thinking? How do you make these kinds of decisions?
Well, and you
you're
know,
asking for our vote.
I know this isn't necessarily on the question per se. I think it's kind of in there. But who do they really represent? And I think that's been a big problem in D.C. I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. They no longer represent we the people. And
well, you're correct.
There's a few exceptions.
Also look at the bureaucracy that's been created, too.
And who created that bureaucracy?
Well, we've allowed them to.
Yeah, but Congress is the one. They're the ones that I hold accountable. Because
mm-hmm.
presidents come and presidents go. And while we have good ones and bad ones and mediocre ones, Congress stays. And they stay, and they stay, and they vote themselves perks, and they get rich, and they kind of forget from whence they came until it's an election year. Then all of a sudden they're back here telling us what they can and cannot do for us, and of course, how many times have we heard these Republicans that claim to be conservative that they're going to defund Planned Parenthood and they're going to fix this and fix that, and they do absolutely nothing, and they're the worst obstructors right now because they're deceiving.
Well,
they're saying one thing and doing the other. At least the Democrat Party's doing exactly what they say.
Yeah, that's the one thing I've held consistent with the Democrats, at least. Well, in general, they tell you what they're going to do.
Well,
now, in terms of the most open, honest, and clear administration in the history of the country, that's definitely something that is up for debate. Mm-hmm. But I certainly don't think that any administration that weaponizes the bureaucracy against the American citizen is doing anything good.
No. No, we've got to.
That has happened in the last administration.
Yeah. Well, and it's been happening for a long time.
And you can't count on the parties to help.
No. No.
Oh, no, no,
no. No, they turned it over to these departments, these alphabetic departments, I call it, alphabet bureaucracy. They turn their decisions they should be making, they put over to them. And then you have the departments of bureaucracy, I call them, and it doesn't matter which one we're talking about, and they start taxing the people. They may call it a fine. They may call it a permit. They may call it a license. But it's
taking money from the people.
It's all taking money from the people. They're all taxes. And the people don't understand. They don't stop because they're so busy trying to make livings. They don't stop and think about it. And it is the people's fault. I mean, we have sat back. We're supposed to be a republic, and that only works if the republic is watching and working. We're supposed to be watching these folks, and we have turned things over to them, and they have made a mess. And so we can't really blame them 100% because we allowed it to happen.
Well, that's true, but the results of things bear fruit. And as you know from the paper, you and I have had discussion about a couple of things. One of the things I talk about is the worst year in the history of the country so far, which I consider to be
1913.
Because in 1913, we have a great example of Congress abrogating their responsibility. According to the Constitution, Congress is responsible for protecting the value of the money. That's their job. But in 1913, they allowed the creation of the Fed, which was a private bank owned by several banks. And today, several of those banks that own the Fed are foreign, not even American. Okay? And it's the Fed that regulates how much money and the value and much of this stuff. Congress doesn't do it anymore. They threw away their responsibility. So in 1913, if you had $2 and you saved, or you spent $1 then on rice, and then you waited till today and then spent the other dollar on rice, you could get 4 cents worth of rice today compared to what you could get in 1913. That's how much value has already been taken
away
out of the dollar.
And then, and I don't remember the year of when it actually took place, but when they removed the gold standard, and now we have fiat dollars that are worthless.
Really, well, it started with several presidents. Wilson had something to do with it.
Yes, he did.
FDR had a lot to do with it.
And Richard
Nixon.
But
it was Mr. Nixon that took us off and killed it finally.
Yeah, he did the final killing of it. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. We are going to talk about what is civilization. And it's kind of a history of things. And Earl's done a pretty good job of putting this together. We won't get through this today, so we'll have to have you back, Earl, when you can take a day off from driving the bus. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Earl and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Earl Williamson. Earl wrote a paper. I think you wrote it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Was I not supposed to say that? It's called What Is
right.
What's That?
It was an article that I put together for the Green Dragon when we were beginning, and it turned into quite a piece, too long for the magazine to go on online, and eventually I'm hoping they will print it in segments.
Okay. Well, I was going to say they should have done that, like in part 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and I think I'll make it available to my listeners if you don't mind. But let's give it a talk. It's history, and he explains what civilization is, and I'm going to kind of let you take it from there.
Okay. I occasionally get to read and study a little bit, and Winston Churchill caught my attention. In 1939, he gave an address to Bristol University, and he lays out a definition of civilization that I think is the best that I have ever heard. And it goes like this. There are few words which are used more loosely than the word civilization. What does it mean? It means a society based upon the opinion of civilians. It means that violence, the rule of warriors and despotic chiefs, the conditions of camps and warfare, of riot and tyranny, give place to parliaments where laws are made and independent courts of justice in which, over long periods, those laws are maintained. That is civilization, and in its soil grow continually freedom, comfort, and culture. When civilization reigns in any country, a wider and less harassed life is afforded to the masses of the people. The traditions of the past are cherished, and the inheritance bequeathed to us by former wise or valiant men becomes a rich estate to be enjoyed and used by all. The central principle of civilization is the subordination of the ruling authority to the settled customs of the people and to their will.
It's amazing.
The man had a way with words.
He did. He definitely did.
And
go ahead.
This has been central to a lot of my consideration of a lot of things that are going on around us. But the reason for the questions in the debate come from this. It's the courts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you change the laws or when you attack the courts or when you have different rules, you're changing the fabric of the civilization or of the culture. And most folks don't think deeply about that. They have a basic idea of what's right and what's wrong, and they're probably right. And they know enough that when it ain't right, it don't feel good. And, you know, folks are beginning to feel a lot less comfortable about what's going on. They're having stuff forced down their throats that they find offensive, and there is little doubt that there is little faith in the court system anymore. And when you look at this and understand that when you break the court system, now you have nothing, it's anarchy.
Well, and I think we see a little bit of that right now with those who really are against the current president of the United States. And when he issues something or something in the federal law that's there, and they will pick and choose what court they will go to, what federal court they will go to, depending on what the judge's opinion is, if it matches their opinion. And so where is the rule of law in that? Because they're not following the law, they're following an opinion and an emotion and a feeling, and that's not what the court is there for.
And there you lead to another question. We're talking about why is precedent so important, and it's not. If you look at the results of precedent, you know, in the Civil War, you know, before the Civil War, we had juries that were nullifying federal law because they understood it to be immoral, incorrect, wrong. And juries today, to some degree, still do some of this. It's just not right. I'm not going to vote to convict this person because this law is not applied properly. It's misapplied. It's applied in the wrong way.
If we go back to some of that, like you mentioned in the beginning of the show, we'd be back into slavery.
Well, you're opening a whole can of worms there, huh?
I'm sorry. But I'm just trying to show the extreme, you know,
well,
that...
A little bit of slavery is as bad as a lot of slavery.
You're absolutely right.
Because if it's a little bit of slavery today, it'll be a little more tomorrow and a little more after that, and pretty soon you can't breathe.
I have an article here, and I know I'm going sideways here from civilization, but just to go back to what we're talking about and from the past into now, what we're seeing right now with the gun laws, the gun control. And we have so many young people of all colors, so many young people that have got on this bandwagon about gun control, and they're being led by adults who have an agenda of not just gun control, but gun confiscation. Complete gun control. And
sure.
if we go back in our history...
Well,
if we go back in our history,
who don't learn history are doomed to repeat it.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to go
that's
far.
Where we're going.
There was an interesting piece last night on another radio program about a book called Vietnam. And the host was pointing out how the Khmer Rouge were kids like this, and they were calling for the collection of guns. You know, in Cambodia. And once they got the guns collected, then they started killing people with glasses and anyone else that crossed them, and the piles of skulls appeared. And anybody who says that can't happen here,
they're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go back.
Tell us what to do.
I don't want to concentrate on this, but I want to go back to this gun control thing because we are repeating history if we listen to what they want today. Back in 1866, the Alabama law baldly stated that it shall not be lawful for any freed man, mulatto, or free person of color in this state to own firearms or carry about his person a pistol or other deadly weapon. Now, do you think they were doing that for the safety of these freed men? It goes on to say, the law also made it illegal to sell, give, or lend firearms or ammunition of any description whatsoever to any freedman, freed Negro, or mulatto. Famed abolitionist Frederick Douglass warned about these abuses and said the work of the abolitionists is not finished until the Second Amendment and other rights can be protected. So we're going backwards, and it's a scary thing for everyone.
Yes, it is.
Is it civilized? Is that what civilization is? Go on with that. Let's get back onto our topic here.
Anyway, it got me to thinking, and civilization has basically taken two directions. There's two general great civilizations. There's Eastern and Western, and of those two, Western has taken individual freedom and liberty farther than Eastern. And of the many Western civilization branches, one has taken individual freedom and liberty farther than any of the others, and that branch is the English-speaking branch, which includes Great Britain, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the United States, along with a number of smaller nations.
That's interesting. We're going into a break. I know you can hear the music, and it popped into my mind. Is that why the liberals they want to take away English as our national language? We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're going to open up the phone lines, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Earl and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com.
President Lincoln said, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. What's he talking about? Our Constitution. We're so excited to offer you a brand new board game, The Constitution Quest. It's a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government, as well as brush up on your own knowledge of our Constitution. The Constitution Quest board game is a perfect learning tool, educational and entertaining, for family fun, a homeschooling tool, or a gift to a classroom, 2 to 4 players, or team up. The Constitution Quest game is a handsome board game, and it includes a copy of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We have these games available now for $49.95. $49.95 is an investment in this country's future. There's no pass and go, there's no collecting $200, but there is lots of fun and learning as you go. Order today, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online, www.csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Earl Williamson. And we're talking about what is a civilization. And it's kind of a little history lesson. And it's not little. There's no way we're going to get through all this. But it is. You put this together. It's very well written. And I appreciate it.
I'm sure I can be persuaded to come back sometime.
You think so? Well, we'll get that done pretty soon. Because it'll be in the ears of the listeners. So we don't want them to forget about it. So let's continue. You were talking about the East and the West cultures.
Yeah, and in the West, the English-speaking branch has taken individual freedom and liberty farther than any of the others. And it starts, way back. We can start with Alfred the Great, although it actually starts even earlier than that, with the Celtic tribes mm-hmm. that were in the English and the British Isles when the Romans were here. Because at that time, the tribes like the Iceni treated their women almost as complete equals. They had the women sat in councils, inherited property, inherited titles. And when the king of the Iceni died and the Roman governor came and was going to take over the tribe, Boudica had nothing to do with it, so he had his guards take her and flog her and did bad things to the daughters, and Boudica got all the other Celtic tribes in an uproar, and they almost destroyed the Romans. If they had been a little more tactical, they'd have beaten the Romans. They had them cornered all they had to do was wait and starve them out. But they wanted to kill them quick, and that cost them. But that's another story. Anyway, the point is, even though they lost, the women in the English-speaking cultures were generally treated better than women elsewhere.
Mm, yes.
And the mothers had an idea of what was right and wrong. And then when Alfred the Great came along, Alfred gave us something that we use today, which is trial by jury. The common man having a say in what is right and wrong. And that's so powerful because it produces civilization.
Exactly.
Okay. So Alfred the Great, I mean, he did so many things. Being a Christian, he was pursued by the Vikings. He was almost killed. He had lost his last battle in the fall. He and his about 100 or so warriors hid out in the woods and survived. And the Vikings sent out their little raiding parties to try and kill him, and they managed to ambush him. And when spring came, he was able to raise another army. And the Vikings, who had stayed in his stronghold and had used up all the food, decided they needed to move to another stronghold for food. Well, he hit them when they were trying to move, and they ran back to the fortifications that they knew without food, and he just sat around them and starved them out.
Mm-hmm.
And the kings, the Viking kings, had no choice. They had to surrender or die. And instead of killing them and killing everybody out of hand, which is how it was usually done in those days, Alfred sat down and insisted that every one of them convert to Christianity.
Wow.
He gave them a full year to move their people out of his territory. They could take their things and everything else and go. And he provided clerics and these kinds of people to help these kings maintain their Christianity. And in one fell swoop, he turned enemies into allies. He brought in, later on, learned people from across Europe. His kingdom became a source of tremendous knowledge and growth. But the results were the spread of Christianity, which brought about things like, eventually, an end to slavery in most of the English-speaking world.
Yes.
Because Christians found it offensive to own other Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognized it for being wrong. So, I mean, when you go back and look at some of this stuff, and the Founding Fathers, with our Bill of Rights, they didn't come up with this all their own.
No, they didn't. They go back to other documents. They go way back to other civilizations.
Well, no, the English-speaking. You take the Magna Carta, that was rights for nobles, not the people. But the bishops' wars in Great Britain are very interesting because King went broke, and he'd ignored Parliament, so he called Parliament together to raise money to raise an army to fight off against the Scots, who didn't like his form of religious indoctrination. And when he put the Parliament together, well, the Englishmen had been ignored by the king for so long. They had so many bones to pick with the king. They didn't care. They didn't want to fight the Scots. So the king dissolved Parliament, raised money by nefarious means, took an army, and lost. So the king had to call a parliament together, and this time he had to deal with things and so forth, and things got crossed up, and the Scots raised a second army, and he had to raise a second army and lost that time, and by that time he was bankrupt. So the Englishman had him over the barrel. And at that time, he signed an agreement for four things, and these are critical. Okay? One, no taxation unless approved by Parliament Where have we kind of heard that before?
Taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm.
No housing of troops in private homes of the citizenry.
Yeah, that's in there, too. That's in the...
Yep. No imprisonment without cause.
Bill of Rights.
And restrictions were placed on the use of martial law. He just couldn't declare martial law for no reason. There had to be a real reason for declaring martial law, which would suspend those things. That's the beginning of individual rights. And Englishmen knew what their rights were because they were enforced in the courts of law and became entrenched. And when our forefathers came here, they were Englishmen. They knew their rights. And when their rights were abrogated here, it led to a lot of dissent.
Absolutely. If you go back and you read these things and know this history, if you go back and read the Declaration of Independence, and you see the grievances in there that our founding fathers put before the king, it's amazing at the similarities to this and, unfortunately, the similarities of today's grievances, which we seem to be afraid to spout off at times. We're out of time, Earl. Thank you. We're going to have you back real soon to try and finish this.
Be glad to be back.
Sorry. I appreciate everyone listening today. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. What is a civilization? We're going to get back to that as soon as we can get Earl back on the air, because knowing where we came from is the only way we can bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.